知行英语。Listen and share.
One night.See what I see? I asked her after she looked for a good 15 to 20 seconds. Do you mean that figure standing in front of the kitchen and hallway door? She replies, sitting up a little more. Do you think it's just the way the street light is reflecting off the patio door? I asked. No, it's moving towards us. Quick, turn on the light. I reached over to turn on the light. And as I did, I got very cold.Very suddenly, and then it was gone. I was able to turn on the light after several seconds. The cold had frozen me to the bone. Dude, did you feel the airing? Cynthia then asked me after I had successfully turned on the lamp. Yeah, you did too, huh? Yeah, I did. Since thankfully it was summer,We took some blankets and some pillows for cushioning out onto the patio and sat out there discussing the experience we just had until our dad came home. We've never discussed what happened with anyone else, not even our dad. We just stayed out there and slept on the patio that night. A week later, her dad said he came home and found all the windows.Only two or three in the apartment wide open. So it moved into another apartment in the complex. Nothing ever happened to us again, and we never again played with another oil board again. At least she did.他看了足足有15到20秒之后，我问 Cynthia， 你有没有看到我看到的东西？他说，你是说有个黑影站在厨房和走廊的那个门前吗？同时人也坐直了一点。你觉得那会不会只是路灯照着月门反射的影子呢？我问。不是，他在朝我们这个方向过来，快开灯。我赶紧伸手打开灯，就在开灯的时候，我突然间感到一阵极强的寒意袭来，然后那个影子就消失了。几秒钟之后，我把灯打开，感到寒气透心。Aaron， 你有感觉到了吗？在我成功的把灯打开之后 ，Cynthia 问我：“有，你也感觉到了对吧？”“是，感觉到了。”幸好那时是夏天，我们拿了几床毯子和几个枕头垫在院子里。直到 Cynthia 的爸爸回来，我们都一直坐在外面讨论刚才发生的事情。我们从来没有和任何人说过这件事，包括他爸爸。那晚我们就待在屋外，睡在院子里。一个星期之后， Cynthia 的父亲回到家时，发现家里所有的窗户，也就两到三个都被完全打开了，因此他就搬去了那栋公寓楼里的另外一个屋子。自那以后，我们再也没有碰到什么事情，而且我们也再没有玩过占卜板了，至少 Cynthia 再也没有玩过了。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
Do you see what I see?I asked her after she looked for a good 15 to 20 seconds.
她看了足足有15到20秒之后，我问 Cynthia， 你有没有看到我看到的东西？
Do you mean that figure standing in front of the kitchen and hallway door? She replies, sitting up a little more.
她说，你是说有个黑影站在厨房和走廊的那个门前吗？同时人也坐直了一点。
Do you think it's just the way the street light is reflecting off the patio door? I asked. 你觉得那会不会只是路灯照着月门反射的影子呢？我问。
No, it's moving towards us. Quick, turn on the light.
不是，它在朝我们这个方向过来，快开灯。
I reached over to turn on the light.
我赶紧伸手打开灯。
And as I did, I got very cold, very suddenly, and then it was gone.
就在开灯的时候，我突然间感到一阵极强的寒意袭来，然后那个影子就消失了。
I was able to turn on the light after several seconds.
几秒钟之后，我把灯打开。
The cold had frozen me to the bone.
感到寒气透心。
Dude, did you feel the airing?
Aaron, 你有感觉到了吗？
Cynthia then asked me after I had successfully turned on the lamp.
在我成功地把灯打开之后， Cynthia 问我。
Yeah, you did too, huh?
Yeah, I did.
有，你也感觉到了，对吧？
是，感觉到了。
Since thankfully it was summer, we took some blankets and some pillows for cushioning out onto the patio and sat out there discussing the experience we just had until our dad came home.
幸好那时是夏天，我们拿了几床毯子和几个枕头垫在院子里，直到 Cynthia 的爸爸回来。
We've never discussed what happened with anyone else.
Not even her dad.
我们都一直坐在外面讨论刚才发生的事情。我们从来没有和任何人说过这件事，包括他爸爸。
We just stayed out there and slept on the patio that night.
那晚，我们就待在屋外，睡在院子里。
A week later, her dad said he came home and found all the windows...Only two or three in the apartment wide open. So it moved into another apartment in the complex.
一个星期之后， Cynthia 的父亲回到家时，发现家里所有的窗户，也就两到三个都被完全打开了。因此，他就搬去了那栋公寓楼里的另外一个屋子。
Nothing ever happened to us again. And we never again played with another oil board again.
自那以后，我们再也没有碰到什么事情，而且我们也再没有玩过占卜板了。
At least she did.
至少 Cynthia 再也没有玩过了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Good 在这里的意思是十足的，恰好的。
A good 15 to 20 minutes,
即足足的15到20分钟。类似用法有 a good cup of beer, 满满一杯的啤酒。A good mile from here, 离这里恰好一英里。
Do you mean
表示你的意思是指什么吗？
Reflect off something,
意思是使某物产生反射阴影。
Reach to something 等于 reach out one's hand to.
它虽然没有提到手，但是表示伸手去拿某物。
Be able to do something
意为有做某事的能力。它与 manage to do 的区别是前者是从总体上总结出某人有某种能力，而后者则是表示在特指的一次情况下做成了某件事。至于是因为运气还是真的 be able to 有能力则不得而知。
Freeze to one's bone
不是固定的搭配，可理解为彻骨的寒冷。
Dude
在口语当中意为家伙、伙计，可以作为对朋友的称呼。
Huh
是语气词，可以为嘿、哈等等，表示吃惊、疑问等语气。
Stay out
在此意为待在户外。
Wide open 常常连用，形容门户大开，从而可以引申为容易受到攻击。
某事发生在某人身上，可以表示为 something happened to, fell on somebody, 但是不可以说 happen on somebody.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。